early to be awake. Text message from the airline confirming my flight time. Our goal is to be at the airport by 7 a.m. Packing was easy, and that always sucks because now I'm sitting here going like, oh, I forgot something totally crucial. Gas and buy drinks. Decision time. Yep, that's what I'm gonna do. My ATM card did not work at their, like, weird, off-brand, crazy machine. So I don't have any cash. I like to travel with a little bit of cash because you end up needing it. For things like taxis and... Well, especially in Boston, well, maybe things have changed a little bit, but Boston used to be notoriously shitty about taking credit cards in taxis. Because fuck it, right? And they would do all kinds of bullshit. Like, they would drive you to a fucking ATM, and, you know, they did fuck. They were terrible. They were terrible. About that stuff, and so going to Boston with no cash always, especially, freaks me out. So I'm going to go to my bank, a branch of my actual bank, which there are none of in Boston, and see if it works, because hopefully it does. I think this card is expired, which normally just means I can't use it as a debit card, which is fine, because I never use it as a debit card. Never, ever. Never, ever. I wouldn't even know how to. Do you use the same PIN number? I have never, ever done it. I could have gone up to the next light and turned there. Anyway. Oh, but I'll just turn here. And go this way. I'm pretty sure that where I'm going is a branch of my bank. That'd be a real bummer if I was driving over here and I was like, oh, this bank you thought was your bank is totally not. But I guess I would try it anyway. I just, you know, I get a little, I'm all squeamish about the idea of taking this flight or, you know, showing up in town with $4. That doesn't seem great. Okay, so that's this building up here on the right should be. That's totally not my... No. That's not the one, though. It's the one up here. Okay. It's not this one on the corner. It's the one up here. Man, I am way out of my way. But this is still faster than going back the way I came to the branch of my bank that I would normally use. Yes. Here we are. Drive-up ATM. Fuck, man. The drive-up ATM, that doesn't look, but it looks more like a walk-up ATM. Definitely not drive-up. I mean, I can drive up to this parking space, get out and use the... Man, fuck this. Alright. Wish me luck. Ooh, Nipsey Hussle is playing on April 23rd. Oh, man, I'm not going to be here, am I? Andre Nicotina in May. I'm missing the Nipsey Hussle show. I had a minor freak out there in front of the ATM, where the machine did work just fine and dispensed some cash, but then looking at my wallet, I was like, wait, where's the credit card I just fucking used to buy this rock star and this, I don't know, protein bar, whatever it is, expensive candy bar that people tell themselves is for workouts. And I tell myself is suitable as a meal replacement. I was like, okay, wait a minute. Did I hand that man the credit card? And like, no, I just swiped it myself. But then he pushed the credit button, which is fun. And then he made a noise like the machine and said, ah, it's a good day when the machine goes bing. Yes, sir. Yes, absolutely. Please let me go. Driving out of town the weird way. Where all this construction is, I don't know, man. It's why they give us headlights, so we can drive in pitch darkness, even through unfamiliar areas. I just suddenly got incredibly hungry. Bowling alley. You can count on it. It was 4 in the morning and you were like, fuck, I have to go play some Tekken 2 on a broken machine. They had it. They were ready to help you achieve your goals. Sunglasses. My sunglasses are sitting here in the car. It'll be dark when I get to the airport, probably, but I need to remember to grab my sunglasses and pack them in with my things, because sometimes you just need sunglasses. By sometimes, I mean all the fucking time. Here doing stuff. Garbage truck getting gas. Big truck driving by. 2-3 other trucks that are parked off the side of the road with their lights still on, which I assume means the drivers are sleeping in their car. They're in their cabs, in their rigs. Thank you. really need to stop at that stoplight. It's blinking. And I know that means actually stop, but look, we're out in the middle of fucking nowhere, man. You also stop way too long at every light, might I point out. Which, I mean, don't get me wrong, that's, you know, noble in a way, but, come on. It's 5:30 in the morning, there's nothing out here. Live a little. To get to the airport, which should be plenty of time this early in the morning, but God, you never know. See what's on the radio.
back in elementary. Drive on misery, left me alone, I could walk amongst the concrete. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that dug light tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you in the past. You the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with the feet, the seats, calling the sirens. See the murdered in the streets, now rest in peace. Dead, heaven for a G, remember me. So many homies in the cemetery, shed so many tears.
Little Lee, who was wooed by a red-haired foreigner posing as a visiting scholar. The scholar showers her with compliments, roses, fancy dinners, romantic walks in the park, and convinces the girl to provide him with internal documents from her government propaganda workplace. She decides to do it after a lot of thought, and she hands over the documents, and little did she know that she would be confronted by security officials, and the girl found out that her boyfriend was a foreign spy. Now, this is a comic book style poster that's in Beijing. Sounds a little, you know, paranoia.
Absolutely.
You know, but that's the state of their mindset over there, right?
Yeah.
That anybody could come in and become a spy and steal some important government secrets, so be aware. But the Little Lee, man. Poor Little Lee. She's dating this guy, man.
Poor Little Lee.
She's dating this guy. I feel sorry for Little Lee. She got suckered. She got hoodwinked.
Bamboozled?
He was taking her on dates and, you know, making her feel good. Turned out he was living a double life. How many times have you met someone, dated someone, fell in love, and found out that they were living a double life?
Woo.
Has this happened to you? If so, you're just like Little Lee. Call us 888-742-3345.
Yeah.
this shit is deep. A man with a dream, plans to make cream. Man, I went to jail at the age of 15. A young boss selling drugs and such. Never had much, trying to get a grip on what I could not touch. Yo, court play me short, now I face incarceration. Patient, going on stakes, my destination. Pick up the back of a bus, 40 of us. Life at the shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life is hell. Living in a world no different from a cell. Every day I escape from Thanksgiving chase. Selling bass, smoking bone in a staircase. No, I don't know why I chose to smoke cess. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed. So I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up so I seize the whole earth. Who is playing, working hard, help you maintain. Learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. We gotta stick on kids, corrupt cops. Rap the straight shots, all on the block, it stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living from the kick the truth to the young black home. The shorty running wild, smoking sex, drinking beer. He ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglect this for now, a joke, it got to be accepted.
Now what?
And life is accepted.
Cash rules everything around me.
Greed, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
Cash rules everything around me. Greed, get the money.
Dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
Around me, Greg, get the money.
Dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
I say cash rules everything around me. Greg, get the money.
Dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit.
Just enough cars out here to keep you on your toes, you know? It's not busy this early in the morning, but there are cars on the roads.
Yeah. gotta get another case for my truck. I'm English, and they don't need it. But in case my truck's gonna get booked, they pump up. So if I'm alive, you know my thing is shut down. Stuck running the network, and you better believe everyone is just there. So what now? Be the most that play, cause we're gonna drink some flavor. Sit back and just look at the same cut. Let the rest of the people like that.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby, baby. crashing in Benzes, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams. Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweating now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Let me check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We can be friends. Shit, we can do this every weekend. That's right, alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player. Took the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies. You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby. Check it out. I'm full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy. Big and small. Shoot your mouth up. Represent, baby, baby.
Did anybody see that game last night?
Who?
The highlights.
Yes, it's insane.
Everything on and off the field. It's the Sway in the Morning Sports Report. On Shade 45.
54 minutes into the hour. Her name is Heather B.
Hey, Sway, citizens, I got your sports report. And I'm going to start with the NBA because 3 playoff games went down last night. I'm going to start with the West. It was the Clippers over Portland 102-81 and take a 2-0 series lead. Damn. Chris Paul finished with 25. LeBron James, he dropped 27 on Detroit to help the Cavs go to go up 2-0 in that series as well. That final 107-90. My game of the night though, it went down to South Beach where the Heat took on the Hornets.
Well, Dang will just hold on to it. I'll let the time run out. And then give the ball over to Charlotte for the last second. And Miami is going to take a 2-0 lead here in this series.
That final 115-103,
he really great
put up 28
clip.
Points, and now Miami, as he said, took a 2-0 series lead. Game 3 will go down Saturday night in Charlotte. Speaking of Game 3, 3 of them are on tonight. OKC will be in Dallas. That series tied 1-1. Also 1-1 are the Pacers in Toronto. They tip off tonight at 7:30. Eastern in Indiana, and Golden State will face the Rockets in Houston. And Houston better get it together because they are down 2-0, and the Warriors are coming to play.
There's nothing they can do about it.
Also in NBA news, the Minnesota Timberwolves announced last night that Tom Thibodeau is their new coach and president of basketball operations. Congratulations to him. He's going to stand.
I want to be the president of basketball operations.
Going to go over to the NFL. The Dallas Morning News is reporting that Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence. I'm sorry, money makes you so obsessed when you hear these numbers. 5 years, $40 million. That's $8 million a year.
It always makes me reflect on what am I doing about my life.
I know.
All right, go.
Strip. The Dallas Morning News is reporting that Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence, who led the team with 8 sacks last season, is facing a 4-game suspension to start off the 2016 NFL season for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Not smart. And after a 2-day visit with the Jets, free agent quarterback Brian Hoyer, who was released by the Texans on Sunday, left the Jets facility yesterday without a contract and is heading to the West to meet with the Denver Broncos. I got baseball news. 13 games on today. Early games are starting at 12:10 p.m. Eastern. For a full schedule, Sirius Channel 89 has you covered. Finally, hockey news. Woohoo! As they continue on the road to the Stanley Cup. 4 games were on last night. Philly over Washington Capitals take that lead 3-1. Florida over the Islanders. Series tied at 2-2. Dallas beat Minnesota 3-2. Stars lead that 3-1. And San Jose, they beat Los Angeles 3-2. Sharks lead that series 3-1. 4 games on tonight. Sirius Channel 91 will be covering. And finally, sort of some sad news. All right. I dedicated my sports report to Dwayne Pearl Washington. He was a Syracuse great and a legend. Of course, he's from the Brownsville section of Brooklyn, man. Jim Boeheim loved him, tweeted out about him as well, and basically calling him one of the greatest, saying there was no better guy and nobody who meant more to the Syracuse basketball program than Dwayne Washington. And also all over the news is Chyna, the wrestler. She passed away 45 years old, man.
Washington was like
52. His family made the announcement that he had a brain tumor.
Is that what he... Okay, I was wondering why. And Chyna, what the hell?
Well, I know there was some issues... You know, Q's a big wrestling fan. I don't want to put up lies, but there were some issues about drugs. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, now they're looking into the possibility that she may have overdosed. She hasn't been seen in the last few days. A friend went to check up on her, and that's when the friend found her dead. She's only 45 years old.
45 years old.
Pearl Washington, no.
Yeah. 52 years old.
Wrestling ain't real. Pearl was a real thing.
Okay, thank you, Heather B.
Yeah, sorry.
China's a real person.
She's a real person.
With a family.
With a family and IKEA. That was sad as hell. Okay, that was my faux pas. All right, sorry. Pearl, this is big news for people who love basketball.
Well, that's big news for people who love WWE.
He played for the Nets before. The jersey stands up. I'm fighting for you, Pearl. Damn,
HB.
We went to Syracuse and did a broadcast, Way. What we do for wrestlers?
We've had Hulk Hogan on. Who else have we had?
Yeah, Hulk Hogan. We had the Bella Twins.
Yeah,
okay. Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, what's the dude who stretches and put his feet in?
Diamond Dallas Page.
Right, oh, the yoga dude.
They flew me to the Hall of Fame somehow.
Okay.
You jealous of that, HB.
I forgot. I didn't mean it like on her. I'm just saying, Pearl was great. You hear this one? This little nigga about to do a celebrity wire and mess it up.
She's so petty.
What's
your social media, y'all?
Thank you, Tracy.
Hit me up and mind your business, Tracy. On everything. Oh, man, she gonna get it.
Nice.
Hit me up at Therapy Hour with WHB, Instagram, and Twitter.
Celebrity wire up next.
Yeah,
a woman named Kelly Ripa, a guy named Michael Strahan. So much drama between them, and I'll let y'all know what's happening.
Tracy won't tell it.
It's me on the top bubbles. Worldwide.
Static collector. Show off.
This is that. Rappers Allen I flipping rap roll for the box bitten being monster sipping that blow. Lock up the doors down, triple that dough. 40 cal for them cops up and sit them back slow. What y'all know about coke pies? Get them that low. I'm off them before the boat time is in with Castro. Back then, ride no high. My side is the Basco. So hot. Crooked cops are searching your asshole. It's the drop. That freeze niggas right where they stand for the prop. Niggas are play pocket popping. They man, it don't stop. We up top where we lock the land. Any roadblocks, we close shop. Get ghosts and scram. Gingerbread niggas on the bomb from feds. Shit is sick. Pretty chicks are putting guns to your head. Never a big either. Think quick or end up dead. Cause when we flip, what's left to be said?
Be said.
New York.
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 New York. New York.
New York. New York.
Living in the city. Living in the city. Here town. Stupid. This is all authentic ground. You can get poked. Grabbed and choked and shot up. A product. Bank holding. Stay in the lab. Too many dumb niggas are scheming. You can get murked up in the cab. Shout out the niggas that be jerking tags, rolling in jacks. Good boy levers, little boys that flash you. Niggas that carry ones that hit grass and love hip hop. The shit that bring money out of zip locks. Protect your dome and warn you. What karma do to the game? When they rap in the plastic door. So every soldier that's on my mind, your general is critical. You might stay united if you're critical.
You ready on the right?
Yo, we was raised in the dead on district. Before guns was called business, Stapleton was on the hood shit. Live from New York borough, keeping the devil. Bunch of snakes in the grass, they ain't kicking like scrubs. But the snitch gon' crack that nut, don't give a fuck, then check. I was walking, try to wrap us up. He tried snitching, pulled up in the ring with the flowers. Popped out to get a death when he left with his wrist. He went from New York, I said he never sleeps. No, we run it with a honey, he's when beat pop off. We ain't the one to speak, dressing all black, driving 16 hearses.
Right here on Safe 45.
Classics. Get your ass up! It's 20 in the morning! Hey!
your fine ass, all that long hair, giving out that rumor report on you celebrities. We up in this thing, baby. Get your ass up. Turn it up a notch. All you people
stop.
In the barbershop, in your car, in your house.
Just calm down, man. It's too early in the morning. Stop.
I grew up poor, damn it. I can afford satellite radio right now. It's in my budget. Don't get my boy Sway fucked up, because he'll whoop your ass. He'll take them mics and put it down and hotbox your ass.
Man to man, dog, fuck these mics. We can turn all this shit on.
And it's going down, Sway. I rocks with you, homie. Sway!
Sway in the morning, Shade 45. Everything's cool now. Everybody's good.
Right, Heather?
We're balanced in the room right now.
Love.
Russell Simmons is coming by the show this morning.
That's how it goes.
Margo Bingham is coming by the show this morning.
Alana Glazer.
Alana Glazer will be here too. Alana Glazer, man, she's new to the game, right? Is she new?
She's not new. She graduated NYU in like 2009.
Yeah.
And then her and her partner, who currently do Broad City, started like a YouTube version of Broad City. They got a lot of... Broad City is a show on Comedy Central, which is basically like a... kind of like a comedy shot in a YouTube style. Like it's like a new version of a sitcom, basically.
Okay.
But it's a new generation of female comedian, I guess. And we shall see.
We shall see.
Yeah,
all right.
She's getting a lot of buzz, man.
Yeah, I've seen her. She's funny. Margo Bingham is coming by from Boardwalk Empire. And she's also a singer.
Yeah, but
I'm trying to get her to sing when she comes up here. She has a beautiful voice. We got more celebrity vibe.
Yeah, and a huge actress who had all these rumors just plaguing her reputation. Well, she ended up in therapy, and I'll let you know who that is and exactly what happened.
It's my joint right here with Ferg. Mm. Yeah. ASAP Ferg album coming out
tomorrow.
Friday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm so bad at sleeping on planes. I'm too tall for these seats, and I hope I can get just a little bit of sleep on this flight. I was up a little too late last night, getting shit done, getting ready. Woke up at like 4. Ugh. Red light, I'm going to blow my nose. That's current plan. There we go. Mission accomplished. San Francisco.
Thank you.
Hit the mark where, like, my body is like, no, for real, like, fucking, why are you awake? We got a window seat on the plane near the back, which seems all right. I was gonna try to upgrade to a seat that had like more leg room and stuff, like they sell those. But I was looking last night, it looked like only middle seats were available. So it's like middle seat with more room. I don't think that's better than windows seat with standard room. I would take standard room in a window. I want a window seat more than I want slightly better. Headphones. That's fine. I don't really, I'm not like dying to listen to music, but they're noise canceling, and sometimes that's really nice. Fuck. $18 a day for parking. I feel like it used to be more. 81 parking spots on the roof. I'm just going to go all the way up to the roof. 7 floors up. Second floor. Ooh. Just driving around a circle, going up this ramp. Third floor. Sixth floor. And the top floor. Oof. All right. Let's see if I can find a spot close. Anything in there? No. That would be too easy. Oh, all right. Yeah, all right. Good. Some close-ass parking. Close to the elevator, anyway. Yeah, let's take that one. Garbage together here. Okay. Well, I made it to the airport, and now I need to keep moving before I fall asleep in the car. That would be bad. Well, I don't know. That wouldn't be so bad. I'll be back in the car Monday morning. So, see you later. I'm gonna go fly.